107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a pleasure to be chatting with Sean Pickering once again, partner and realtor with EXP Realty Brokerage. We've got lots to talk about. Sean, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie.
My goodness, here we are heading into fall. And of course, let's talk about the real estate market. I don't know where we can begin because it's an ever-changing market. I guess in terms of, let's focus first on interest rates. So how have interest rates affected the market?
Yeah. It's definitely been fun out there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
If that's the easiest way to put it, I think right now we knew the market had to come down from the heights it did the last few years during COVID. There was low inventory and buyers are still looking, and because everyone is spending so much time in their homes, they very much valued their homes and where they were spending their time. And now we're seeing the full effects of interest rate growth. And it's a sliding scale with interest rates and affordability. Interest goes up, affordability goes down, and vice versa. And the fact that we haven't dipped below pre-COVID levels is still showing that there's demand for homes in the market.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. That's interesting that it hasn't dipped below pre-COVID levels. Yeah.
Like we were quite up there at the start of 2022, and it's been declining since. But there's still a ton of demand out there for homes.
Okay, so I guess on that note, what is currently happening in the housing market? I can imagine it's been fairly busy, fairly active, shall we say.
It's been active. It's softening, though. As the fall market hits, most of the time the trend is that houses come onto the market, but there's a ton of buyers also active. That is not the case this year.
Okay.
We've actually flooded the market with inventory, and the buyers just aren't there. Days on market are going up. We were at 38 days on market on average last month, and we're actually continuing that trend going upwards again into September and October.
Okay, fair enough. We're in conversation with Sean Pickering with EXP Realty Brokerage. And in terms of the market, you know, like you've talked about the market softening this fall due to inventory and interest rates. So how can sellers prepare their homes for the spring market? You know, we're heading into fall, but we got to think ahead to spring too.
Yeah. Like the spring markets, historically, it trends as the highest selling time for the whole year.
Okay, so, not necessarily the fall, but the spring.
Yeah, the spring is the time where everyone likes to get their house on the market. Kids are still in school. Keep the messy kids out of the house. And it's easier for people to walk through, keep the house tidy. What I'd suggest doing is decluttering thoroughly, whether it's old furniture to clothing you never wear anymore. Clutter has a way of building up. I've experienced that myself in the last couple of years with my own moves. Create piles of things that you can donate and toss out. From there, look into local charitable organizations looking for donations, which this time of year it is a good time to be looking to donate
sure.
to charity.
Yeah.
I'd also suggest freshening up the paint, that's baseboards, trim, walls. It's the easiest way to free freshen your house up. And I would suggest picking a neutral color, but also matching the decor of your home.
And I think that's becoming more and more important in terms of showing a home. The home needs to look good for showing.
Oh, 100%. People tend to focus on things that are easily changeable, but making that a very big negative. So if you can take away all these small negatives one by one, there's less things for them to nitpick, which ends up giving them a more positive experience walking through your home.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And the last thing I would suggest is focus on curb appeal. Your home exterior speaks volumes about the home. It's the first thing prospective buyers see before stepping inside the home.
Sure.
Invest in lawn care. Replace faded or chipped siding or power wash dull-looking concrete.
Yeah.
Even the small details like a new fresh welcome mat is always a good thing. Have one for when your family's coming home, and then if you have showings, put the fresh one out. That's just for the showings. It is the smallest things that people notice that aren't actually going to affect the house they could potentially buy, but they do focus on it. What I'd really suggest doing overall, though, is getting your professional photos done right now.
Okay.
If you're going to sell in the spring, do them now.
Do them now. Okay.
Do them now. You're
something about the fall colors.
definitely about the fall colors. Your gardens outside of your house is going to look the best right now versus at the start of spring.
That's
where
fair.
It's like the grass is still a little dead.
Recovering from the winter.
Snow on the ground. So get those photos done. People are clicking through photos. If yours is the only one with nice full gardens, nice green grass, it's one more thing people are looking at, like, wow, let's look at this house first.
Yeah, that's some really good advice. Not only the house itself, but outside the house. That all makes a difference in terms of selling.
Definitely. Yeah. People, it only takes them 5 to 10 seconds to really leave an impression on the home. And right as you pull up, people are already judging your house. So you need to make sure that first impression is a positive one.
That is awesome. Some great advice here with Sean Pickering with EXP Realty Brokerage. Sean, some great advice. And anything else you want to talk about in terms of heading into the fall or spring or maybe something we haven't covered that folks need to know?
I would just say be patient as buyers. And if you're sellers, I would get ahead of the trends in the market right now. Mm. We are slowly going downwards. Inventory is building. So potentially taking a small hit, being in front of the market, isn't going to be your worst enemy. Lead the charge versus falling behind, and you take a bigger hit in the long run.
Sounds good. So, Sean, how can folks get in touch, get some more details? How can they reach out?
My phone number is 519-301-6208, and my email address is sean.pickering@exprealty.com.
And, of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Sean Pickering with EXP Realty Brokerage. Sean, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jamie.
And, Sean, I'll take this time to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thanks, Jamie. I wish everyone listening and to you as well to have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.